Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to The Rush Hour. It's Monday, the 29th of November. Benedict XVI is affirming that life, once conceived, must be protected with the greatest care. The Pope announced these words Saturday while presiding at Vespers for the first Sunday of Advent in St. Peter's Basilica. The liturgy was preceded by a vigil for all nascent human life, which was promoted by the Pontiff on the 14th of November. This vigil was also observed in union with the Holy Father in parishes, communities, movements and associations throughout the world. Experience and right reason, Benedict XVI said, attest that the human being is a subject capable of understanding and willing, self-conscious and free, unrepeatable and irreplaceable, the meeting point of all terrestrial realities that demands to be recognized as a value in himself and merits always being welcomed with respect and love. The Pope continued, he has the right not to be treated as an object to be possessed or as a thing that can be manipulated at will, not to be reduced to a pure instrument for others' advantage and interests. The person is a good in himself, and his integral development must always be sought. Furthermore, the Pontiff observed, love toward all, if it is sincere, tends to become preferential attention for the weakest and the poorest. In regard to the embryo in the maternal womb, he said, science itself provides evidence of its autonomy, capable of interaction with the mother, the coordination of biological processes, the continuity of development, the growth in the complexity of the organism. It is not a matter of an aggregate of biological material, the Holy Father asserted, but of a new living, dynamic and marvelously ordered being, a new individual of the human species. This is how Jesus was in Mary's womb, he added. This is how it was for each of us in the mother's womb. The Lord's incarnation and the beginning of human life, in fact, are intimately connected, Benedict XVI pointed out. He explained that the former reveals that every human life has an incomparable dignity to which the great responsibility toward all is linked. The Pope noted that unfortunately, even after birth, the lives of many children continue to be exposed to abandonment, hunger, misery, sickness, abuse, violence, and exploitation. He called on politicians, economists, and the mass media to promote a culture that is ever more respectful of life. Reciting the prayer for life at the conclusion of the celebration, the Pontiff invoked the Creator's protection of children, spouses, of all those who suffer from the impossibility of having children, and of orphans. He asked for the light of the Holy Spirit to be shed on the decisions of legislative assemblies and the work of scientists and physicians so that progress will contribute to the integral good of the person. The first Anglican ordinariate is expected to be established in Australia by next Easter, according to Bishop Peter Elliott, the Australian Catholic Bishop's delegate for assisting lay Anglicans joining the Church. Bishop Elliott said he hoped there would be specific churches designated for the ordinariate and some clergy who have been privately reconciled and ordained to the priesthood ready to welcome their fellow former Anglicans. The first ordinariate in the UK is to be established in early January. And on the subject of Anglicanism, a new film about the life of John Henry Newman is currently being filmed. Rome Reports has more.
A new movie will show the life of John Henry Newman, who was recently beatified in the Pope's recent visit to Great Britain in September. Italian writer and director Liana Marabini brings us The Unseen World, which she says is a story of chastity and spirituality.
Well, I dreamt a long time to make this film because I love so much Newman that I wanted to share him with other people, not only with lay people, but also with the priests. And why that? Because he was, above all, a very good priest.
It's also a film that attracted actor Murray Abraham, who won an Oscar for his role in the 1984 film Amadeus. It's also a film that focuses largely on the trials of the priesthood.
The wonderful priests that during the centuries, make the church a huge institution, a huge moral and spiritual institution.
The title The Unseen World is meant to represent the metaphysical state of contact between man and God, something that Newman often referred to in his writings.
a film is a very good tool to evangelize the culture and the world. And it's exactly what we need now. We need God in our lives in order to live better, to be more successful, to be happier.
The Unseen World is being filmed in Rome and England and is set to be released in mid-2011.
And Catholic students in America have connected with orphans in India thanks to the miracles of Skype. Students from St. Mary's School in Connecticut exchanged greetings, songs and questions with children at an orphanage near Delhi last month as part of celebrations for the school's anniversary. "It was a lot of fun," said fourth grader Cara Sampson. "We got to see people in a different country and talk to them and stuff." Despite periodic breaks in the connection, students from St. Mary's gathered in the parish centre to watch children in India perform a song they had composed in English to honour the school's jubilee. The Indian students also danced to music from the movie Slumdog Millionaire. St. Mary's held the cyberspace event with Asha Layam, meaning Measure of Hope, an orphanage in India where more than 150 children from the age of 8 to 18 are cared for by the Salesians of Don Bosco. All of the children are either runaways or are forced to migrate from remote villages to cities in search of food, shelter and work because of poverty, hunger, maltreatment or the death of parents. The orphanage works to take in the abandoned children before they are taken captive by thugs and gangs for drug trafficking, prostitution or begging. "It was a great day," said Donna Binkowski, principal. "Despite losing Skype connections, the connections we made with the children are for a lifetime." And that's all for today's program. Thanks for listening. God bless. Speak to you again tomorrow.